Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are in Erevin 36. The Gemara talks one phrase I want to look at. Rav Yehuda says, a person may not place conditions on two things simultaneously. And the notes say, here in art school, a person cannot make a stipulation which allows him at a future time to choose between two options, because this would necessitate an application of the concept of Barera. Hence, he cannot stipulate that later he will designate which Erev is valid. However, he may, as the Gemara initially understood, make a stipulation in which the subsequent determination will not result from his choice between two options, such as our case, where he has already chosen his option, the eventual destination of the scholar. This type of determination does not, in the initial understanding of Yehuda's position, require application of Brera pointed out by Rashi. The Gemara, however, concludes that even the later case requires the application of Brera, and also is essentially a condition on two things simultaneously. But I want to focus on the idea, the phrase, about not placing conditions on two things simultaneously. It brings to mind to me the idea of not being able to focus on two things at the same time. I don't care how good you are at multitasking. I don't care how good you are at diversifying attention, but you can't be on the phone and watch something at the same time. You can't listen to someone while texting at the same time. You can't watch something while being on the phone at the same time. It's not possible, even if science, quote unquote, says otherwise for the female brain, for the male brain, you can't focus on two things at the same time. It's called divided attention. By definition, it's not undivided attention. I want your undivided attention, students. Please focus on me, only on me. Don't look and listen to anything else. That's undivided attention. Divided attention means, by definition, you can't give your full attention to any one thing. You're dividing yourself among many things. And you might say a person could be good at dividing his attention, but he won't be as good as if he undividedly attended something itself. You could give 100% to something or 25% to four things. What do you think is better? It's better to give 100% attention to one thing than 25% of attention to four other things, as much as possible, especially when involved in a mitzvah. That might be the idea why it says, Osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, because how could you possibly attend to two mitzvahs at the same time? You have to focus on one mitzvah at a time. Focus on one task at a time. And I myself are very guilty of this, especially working remotely. My mind is on 100 things, trying to take care of 100 things. Very difficult to do so. I could tell you myself, try to focus, conquer one thing at a time. I can't do the laundry while washing the dishes, while drying the dishes, while changing the baby's diaper, while running around checking emails. I have to do one thing at a time. First tackle the dishes, then put away the dishes, clean and dry them, then do the laundry, then tackle this, then tackle that. One thing at a time, and attention-wise also, try to tackle one thing at a time. As the Gemara talks about, you can't make a condition to do two things simultaneously. It's not possible to fully give attention to two things at the same time. Try to focus, give your attention to one thing at a time, also one person at a time. If there's 100 people that's coming to say hi to you, try not to say hi to them all at the same time. That's the idea of these drive-bys for parties and simchas and whatnot. People take time slots so that you could talk to one family at a time. That's the beauty of the idea of, unfortunately, it's a terrible time of COVID, but the beauty of the idea of doing an event like that because of COVID is to give people that individual attention. These simchas that are much smaller in number, but much more beautiful in nature, because of the idea to relate to people, to understand to people, to keep things more tsniut, more modest, and more beautiful in nature. If we try to tackle one thing at a time, maybe we could do the best as we can every day to make the world better little by little as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 37 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.